You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday afternoon. Let's talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzlow. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Has it gotten warmer throughout the day? The day there yet? It was 8 degrees when we talked this morning.
Yeah, 8 degrees when I woke up today, Todd, and it looked like we're going to get up into the upper 20s, and then there's going to be some snow coming in. Probably what you'll see, and you just reported on, we'll get about 6 hours before. So we're looking at 2 to 4 inches of snow, and a lot of that will probably get into the hard red wheat country. So it does look like the snow pack is going to start to build in a very timely fashion given these cold temperatures. I was impressed that the wheat was able to hold up, especially the hard red wheat going into to this afternoon's close. The soft red wheat is going to be up almost 50 cents on the week.
Well, that's actually a pretty good jump. You are a follower of the wheat market. It is the grain of choice across the planet for the most part, and I think that's in large part because it goes into so many biscuits and cookies and breads and such. Is this good news for the corn market?
It is. I think, you know, the other side of that is it's also so important because it can be such a competitor with the corn on a feed basis. And you're right, when you talk about the global grain demand, wheat's a very good barometer. I mean, obviously China is such a big user of the soybeans that they pretty much have the market as far as captivated on the demand side. But when it comes to wheat and corn, wheat really is important. But yeah, the harvest, the December wheat, I should say, going into the report was around 517. We closed around 560.5. And so we made most of this week's gains after the report. And one of the best things about the report was USDA not only taking the U.S. carryover down and putting us pretty close to last year at this time, as we talked about this morning, but also the fact that they noted that the quality was going to be better than expected, and they've said that a couple months in a row. So I think that really helped along with some of this weather play.
It was really close in the December contract to posting an outside up week, but its low wasn't quite low enough for that. Still really good in terms of how it maintained itself throughout the week this week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, I think, to continue higher next week, because if we were putting some weather premium in and the weekly export inspections don't show favorable numbers, then we may see the trade want to pull some of that weather premium out and take some profit. But it's interesting because, you know, USDA did not lower demand on the report, and it was nice to see on today's weekly export sales the wheat was actually up 14% on its sales versus a four-week average, while corn and meal and soybeans all slipped versus their four-week averages. And so the wheat probably can hold a good portion of this rally as long as its demand keeps going strong. I am nervous about the beans, especially the closing beans today, the Informa numbers hurting the corn or hurting the bean corn ratio and opening up the downside, I think, in the bean complex. If beans give way more next week, it could be tough for corn and wheat in terms of a spillover effect.
What do you see in the corn market that interests you technically? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing today was the 100-day moving average of 364.5. We cleared that very easily. Then we get up to the October 30th high of 381, and we cleared that by 0.75 cents. That's a big number, in my opinion, because that kind of is the watershed moment where the trade was starting to get really eager about the potential for a smaller supply, and then the bottom kind of fell out from underneath us, and we slid going into this November report. And so now we're back above those levels, having the report in the rearview mirror. And so I think that says a lot in terms of the trade psychology. As I said, the Informa new crop corn and bean acreage numbers came out. Corn acres down 2.6 million, bean acres up 4.1 million to 88.3 million. So essentially they're saying the corn acres and the bean acres for 2015 are going to be both 88.3 million. And I think that really fed the corn bean ratio. We went from about 2.47 on new crop down to 2.39 today's close. That's down 3% on the week, and it's the lowest on that ratio since May. So I think the trade, you know, after the report came out, it looked like the corn would gain on the beans, but then we had that meal issue to contend with. So meal's still a fighter. It didn't take out any key weekly support levels, but corn, it seems to me, the corn closed, along with the wheat, probably the best technically, that you could ask for. And fundamentally, we did get that bull fed by having that yield reduced.
Given all of that, did I recall you saying to me this morning that you looked forward into 2015 and were thinking that there might be some opportunities to make some soybean sales?
Yes, and I think we're right on the verge of that. I mean, if you take out the 375 level in the meal, you pretty much damage pretty significantly the weekly chart, Todd, and I think this would make fundamental sense because Brazil is starting to heal up in its weather, and you started to hear this week where Argentine meal was going to be brought into this country. You're starting to see the effects of the demand rationing of this price rally. And we saw some effects a week ago when the rail market opened up here in the middle of the country. And so you are fixing the problem, it looks like to me, by the price going up. And now we could go back the other way and say, okay, we've done that. How much did these people double book as far as processors, and how many orders are they going to cancel, and what types of cancellations do we have to look forward to, or slower sales paces do we have to look forward to in the exports as well? So I am more concerned about the beans than I am corn, and that kind of complements what has already happened in Brazil. Mato Grosso, a private agency, a consultancy agency, said this week that they may be looking at as much as 15% less corn acres in their main corn ground in Mato Grosso. So the weather, you know, clearly hurting corn as much, if not more, than the beans, and probably on a more permanent basis.
Does the price of crude oil not concern you much as it relates to ethanol?
No, it really doesn't right now, because you actually are beating that blend wall by the lower gas prices. We should start to see a pretty strong holiday surge in unleaded demand. If we didn't see that at the, you know, we're 280 out here at the pump in Kansas. You drive across the river and it's 15 to 20 cents a gallon less, you know, if you drive a quarter of a mile across the river because of Missouri. I wouldn't see a demand increase in unleaded during the holidays here this next 4 weeks, Todd. That would start to encourage me to get more nervous about the ethanol demand going down the pike. But right now, I think we've got a really nice demand base building because we are going to the holidays with these cheaper prices.
Yeah, so cheaper prices, more people traveling by vehicle, more gas used. The blend wall goes up. Well, the blend wall doesn't go up. The 10% blend wall stays there. It's just the amount of ethanol that can be blended in would be increased because of the increased amount of gasoline, right?
Yeah, and I guess the thing that bothered me the most this week about corn, when you talk about demand, it would be the USDA made a pretty strong statement again that the global demand is going down. In fact, I went back and looked. Global corn imports by the major importers that they recognize on their sheet has been cut about 125 million bushels since September, and that puts us down on global importers' demand by about 17% versus last year, and we're talking about a Gulf price of corn roughly 80 cents less than a year ago when we came into the report this week. So that does trouble me, that especially with good quality wheat, I'd really like to, and I'm going to have to do some more research and figure out what exactly is the problem, because China's buying Ukrainian corn. It's not like the demand is not there. Mexico's been a very strong buyer this year. So I'm wondering what makes them think that we're going to be almost 20% less in demand by major importers. Other than it's just the sheer fact that global consumption is lower because we haven't stimulated the global economy with this, with all the QE.
We'll see what you can plumb out of USDA for us, and we'll discuss it with you again next week.
That sounds good. Stay cool.
Oh, that's going to be easy. That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Joins us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report.
The WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois, November 24th. Tickets are $25 and include lunch and parking. Details and tickets are at 800-898-1065 or willag.org. Thanks to these businesses for their support. Standard Grain, Wisconsin Plastic Drain and Tile, and Strategic Farm Marketing.